Alma chapter 23. In this chapter, the king, or Lamoni's father, sends a proclamation throughout the land saying that that Ammon and his brethren should be allowed to preach throughout the land, and that they shouldn't be persecuted or afflicted in doing this preaching. And he said that they are to be given free access to all the church buildings. And the important thing here, again, is that it's free access. But he doesn't mean, he does not say, nor does he mean, that the people are required to attend the meetings or the preachings. So it wasn't forcing the people to receive. It was just saying that they should have free access. Well, we have to ask ourselves today, do we allow that in our churches? No, we don't allow free access. We only allow, we control highly those who are allowed to preach. But we ask ourselves, well, what if the churches today said, well, we don't use the church only a couple nights a week, so we'll set one night a week aside, and we'll say anyone who wants to come to our church and use our church to preach what they consider the Word of God, we'll allow that. And if our members want to go to that, we'd encourage them to go and learn what other people think, so that they might compare that with what they think and what they have been taught. And in this way, they would learn false doctrine. They'd learn how to stand against it if it was false doctrine, and they'd learn what was right. But you'd begin to see that evil men would soon find that their preaching was of no effect and no avail. But the righteous men, they would the righteous teachings, people would want to come and see that. But nonetheless, you would be making a free opportunity for any time the Lord wanted to send a prophet into the land or send any special word into the land, that he would have the opportunity to speak, and that those that were inspired of the Lord would go to hear him speak. Again, you wouldn't force your people to go to it, and again, as I'm saying, that especially the anti-Mormons, as they kept going there, they'd keep finding out that no one came to listen to him at these things, so they would stop coming. But the righteous men who had something to say of the Lord would have an opportunity. But no, we feel that it's better as men to try and force and control the Word of God. Well, they go throughout the land, and they have great success, and they establish churches. Not a church, they establish churches. And we say, under what authority? Who were these churches under? Were they under Ammon or Aaron? No, they were just churches, and they were under the priests that they ordained and the teachers that they consecrated. And that's all that was required, because what was the purpose of the church? To help others learn, help others learn of Christ, and for the people themselves to help each other through their experiences to know how to repent, what they need to repent of, to identify their sin, to learn more about Christ and look forward to him, and to come unto Christ to learn how to follow the Lord in repenting. These were this is the purpose of a church, and all it requires is priests and teachers to run it. We don't need some big gigantic Babylonian organization to sit and try and control everybody and write down to telling them exactly how it is that you repent, whether whether that helps a character trait of yours or not. All that had to be given was the authority to perform the ordinances that were necessary, and the right to teach the people the Word of God, so that they actually taught the Scriptures, and the things were passed on by other prophets, and they taught by the power of the Holy Ghost. And this was all that was required. There is nothing else. The establishment of a gigantic organization is not. Once the priesthood has been restored, it's been restored, and it can therefore then just be passed on to the degree it's needed. And why is it that we have in our mind that there's some greater work than baptizing people and bringing them unto Christ? We think that is some low-level idea today, but the greater thing is going to the temple and going and doing all these other things. No, if you even watch what you do in the temple, the main thing there was to make a higher covenant to Jesus Christ. But when we study our baptism, we see we've made a clear covenant to follow him in baptism, and therefore that's where things should be centered, and that's where Scripture is centered. It's centered on the covenant that we made at baptism. It's not centered on the covenants that are made in the temple. Well, then we see that they become a righteous people, and they lay down their weapons, because they say they don't want to fight against God, they don't want to fight against their brethren, they don't want to fight against anything. They want to just learn about the Lord and count on the Lord to be their provider and their protector. Well, many cities are converted, but it says that only one person of the Amalekites or Ammonites were converted. And then it says that all these Lamanites who have been converted want to take on a name that distinguishes them. And so they take on the name Anti-Nephi-Lehi's. Now study that. Why? Let us study that name so we understand what it says. So that it sounds kind of bad, but it says that they're anti-Nephi. I mean, all they're saying is they are not Nephi's, and they are making that clear that they're not Nephi's. They're Lamanites, and okay, meaning that not that they are Lamanites, but they are not Nephi's. But what are they then? They're Lehi's, meaning they just say that they're the sons or they're the descendants of Lehi. But what they're doing is to the other Lamanites, they're trying to make the sign that they have not become Nephites, because they're not Nephites. They're not descendants of Nephi. So this is the name they choose, and that's just kind of the idea of it. So then it says that they work hard, meaning they become industrious. It's through our work and our labors that we have the experiences that the Lord wants us to have to grow. And there's a lot of important personal and character growth that comes from our hard labor. And then and it says that they begin to correspond with the Nephites, so that they can learn some things from them. And that's the state at the end of this chapter.